Schwarzenegger's win in California is just one of several Republican victories for governor's races this year, but the Democrats got some good news on the gubernatorial front over the weekend, along with some bad news and legislation on Capitol Hill. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The Republican sweep of governor's races was stopped in Louisiana on Saturday. What's the significance of a Democratic victory there?
Well, turn it around and think what would have happened if a Republican had won there. You would have a tremendous amount of crowing going on the part of the National Republican Party. California, Mississippi, Kentucky, all taken from Democrats, given to Republicans. And if Louisiana, which had a Republican governor, has a Republican governor, had been stayed in Republican camp, they would be very happy indeed. So it's important for Democrats that they took it back from Republicans. The truth is, however, that Louisiana has been a more Democratic state than a lot of the South. There are two Democratic senators from Louisiana. The only other Southern state where that's true is Florida. And President Bush was not invited into the state to campaign for the Republican candidate because he was getting lots of endorsements from black leaders and other Democrats, and he was hoping he would get Democratic votes and that the president might turn off those votes. In fact, what happened was 91% of the black vote went to the Democrat, Kathleen Blanco, and the White House can now say, well, it wasn't really a reflection of attitudes about the president because the president wasn't there.
One of those Democratic senators in Louisiana, John Breaux, was instrumental in producing a compromise on the prescription drug bill. Is that going to pass?
Well, that's a very good question, and I don't think anybody knows the answer right now. They do have John Breaux and Max Baucus, the highest-ranking Democrat on the Finance Committee, but it's hard to find another Democrat backing the compromise on prescription drugs and Medicare right now. Last week when you and I talked about this, we said the Republicans didn't want a bill that Ted Kennedy could sign on to. Well, he's not signing on to this one. And so he won't be bringing along a lot of Democrats who might have come otherwise. But, you know, filibustering something called prescription drugs could be a real problem for the Democrats. And they're now worrying that they could have lost on both the politics and the policy on this piece of legislation. It's the worst of all worlds for them, that the Republicans and the president get the credit for instituting prescription drug coverage under Medicare, and at the same time they put in a pilot program that puts Medicare in competition with private plans, which they think could really mean the unraveling of Medicare in the long run. So they don't quite know what to do with it. Conservative Republicans aren't happy about it because it costs a lot of money. But the White House is planning a great big lobbying blitz.
There's also a draft of an energy bill. What's likely to happen there?
They're likely to vote in conference committee today on that. And, you know, energy policy, Bob, is always brings out more regional differences than partisan ones. But what happened here was, like the Medicare bill, it was essentially a Republican conference. Democrats were not allowed in. Democrats didn't make a huge political stink about this because they thought they could get something in these bills. Now they're a little bit sorry that they didn't say early on, look, we're being absolutely left out of the process.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.